Principle 4.3. Be open-minded and assertive at the same time. Being effective at thoughtful disagreement requires one to be open-minded, seeing things through others' eyes, and assertive, communicating clearly how things look through your eyes, and to flexibly process this information to create learning and adaptation. I have found that most people have problems being assertive and open-minded at the same time. Typically, they are more inclined to be assertive than open-minded because it's easier to convey how they see things than to understand how others do, and also because people tend to have ego attachments to being right, though some people are too willing to accept others' views at the expense of their own. It's important to remind people that they have to do both, and to remember that decision-making is a two-step process in which one has to take in information as well as decide. It also helps to remind people that those who change their minds are the biggest winners because they learned something, whereas those who stubbornly refuse to see the truth are losers. With practice, training, and constant reinforcement, anyone can get good at this. A. Distinguish open-minded people from closed-minded people. Open-minded people seek to learn by asking questions. They realize how little they know in relation to what there is to know and recognize that they might be wrong. They are thrilled to be around people who know more than they do because it represents an opportunity to learn something. Closed-minded people always tell you what they know, even if they know hardly anything. They are typically uncomfortable being around those who know a lot more than they do. B. Don't have anything to do with closed-minded people. Being open-minded is much more important than being bright or smart. No matter how much they know, closed-minded people will waste your time. If you must deal with them, recognize that there can be no helping them until they open their minds. C. Watch out for people who think it's embarrassing not to know. They're likely to be more concerned with appearances than actually achieving the goal. This can lead to ruin over time. D. Make sure that those in charge are open-minded about the questions and comments of others. The person responsible for a decision must be able to explain the thinking behind it openly and transparently so that everyone can understand and assess it. In the event of disagreement, an appeal should be made to either the decision-maker's boss or an agreed-upon, knowledgeable group of others, generally people more knowledgeable than and senior to the decision-maker. E. Recognize that getting in sync is a two-way responsibility. In any conversation, there is a responsibility to express and a responsibility to listen. Misinterpretations and misunderstandings are always going to happen. Often, difficulty in communication is due to people having different ways of thinking, for example, left-brain thinkers talking to right-brain thinkers. The parties involved should always consider the possibility that one or both of them misunderstood and do a back and forth so that they can get in sync. Very simple tricks, like repeating what you're hearing someone say to make sure you're actually getting it, can be invaluable. Start by assuming you're either not communicating or listening well, instead of blaming the other party. Learn from your miscommunications so they don't happen again. F. Worry more about substance than style. This is not to say that some styles aren't more effective than others with different people and in different circumstances, but I often hear people complaining about the style or tone of a criticism in order to deflect from its substance. If you think someone's style is an issue, box it as a separate issue to get in sync on. G. Be reasonable and expect others to be reasonable. You have a responsibility to be reasonable and considerate when you are advocating for your point of view and should never let your lower-level you gain control, even if the other person loses his or her temper. Their bad behavior doesn't justify yours. If either party to a disagreement is too emotional to be logical, the conversation should be deferred. Pausing a few hours or even a few days in cases where decisions do not have to be made immediately is sometimes the best approach. H. Making suggestions and questioning are not the same as criticizing, so don't treat them as if they are. A person making suggestions may not have concluded that a mistake will be made. They could just be making doubly sure that the person they're talking to has taken all the risks into consideration. Asking questions to make sure that someone hasn't overlooked something isn't the same thing as saying that he or she has overlooked it. Watch out for the ice versus you're being careless and not looking out for the ice. Yet I often see people react to constructive questions as if they were accusations. That is a mistake.